Remember the singing in the shower episode earlier in this recording? Lynn being all nutsy and silly and everything.
I was on a tile tangent, singing in the rain or the shower, whatever it was.
Listen to that nice feminine ring.
Singing in the rain. And now I'm going to bring my speaking voice into it a little bit so you can hear how I focus on resonance.
Keep listening.
Oh boy, that means I get to keep talking. I love the sound of my voice. I could just keep talking all day, you know.
There's a brighter tone.
Have you heard about the trip I'm going to take to France, Kathy?
There's a lightness to her voice.
It's been almost 10 years since I've been there.
She's not using a throaty, deep voice at all.
When I use this voice, I think about keeping a ringing, buzzing feeling in the front of my face.
Did you hear the difference when Lynn was demonstrating the feminine ring compared to the voice she's using now, her regular Lynn voice?
The brightness and lightness shifted because as a GG, I'm already built that way.
Remember, size matters.
Not that again, Kathy.
Don't start that again. There's a larger throat space in most genetic males, and therefore you'll need to use a lighter, brighter sound.
There are two resonance concepts and techniques.
Size and direction.
In the case of size, we mean throat size, which gives you those deep, resonant overtones. And direction, if you can imagine singing or putting the sound produced in the front of your face, which is referred to as placement. In fact, singing is a great way to explore and develop some vocal placement techniques.